stuff, the dominant two more, quite a bit.
That's a good
and
one.
I find that it, to me, I have to get the rhythm right. So much is, to me, rhythm of when you bring it in to make my ear satisfied that it's there. If I bring it in somehow, if I bring it in, most of the time I realize that I would never hear that it's there unless...
Yeah, you would.
You know, well, but if it, but when I rhythmically hear it, do you understand what I'm saying, Ted?
No, I don't. I'm trying.
It's just like...
Maybe you mean meter, not rhythm.
Maybe meter. Yeah, it's meter. I mean, it's
maybe
where
it's
the
in a certain bar. Where?
Exactly. Where in the progression?
Uh-huh. So which bar do you like to hear?
I don't know, but I know which. I know.
Bar. I'll tell you what bar it is. It's nine.
It's a little later on. I've already been to the four.
I get a new key. We haven't heard any of this stuff tonight.
No. I live a lot of time. I live a lot of my hours there, man.
Could be here.
Yeah.
Now it's time.
Now, you're just taking tritones and working on the melody on the top, sort of?
Tritones. We'll talk about it in a second.
Okay.
Right there is the two.
Yeah, okay, that, I like using that flat, 13 flat 9.
First of all, tritone to me is the sound of notes that are three whole steps apart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special effect in music. It's that
right effect. Right, right.
That's tritone music. This is American tonal music.
Okay.
This is heard by Mark, not as tritone.
No.
As seventh chords.
So yeah, it is seventh chords.
We hear it as a tonic seventh chord.
Mm-hmm.
When it does, it sounds like a four dominant. It's a miracle, minor miracle.
Yeah, I know, I'm happy.
And then I went up to the five, too. Snuck that
one,
as an insert, or jump back. You're on the one, you jump backwards. Four.
Da-da, one, da, four, six, three,
six.
Oh, yes.
It's friend, cross the cycle, right straight
flat
through the
six.
Wheel, flat six,
yeah.
Two minor,
okay,
or five sus, love those five
right.
Sus dominants, which is like two minor over five,
right.
So actually, also like that sound there, like Wedding Bell Blues, the four, three, and the two, all over the five.
That's nice.
So, you can have a major seven.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you go to a dominant seven on four.
Right.
So preserve the blues feel. Now that's sneaking the so-called turnaround in bar four.
Uh-huh.
Bar three and four. We went bar one. It's too weird to hear the major seven like that. This is a long blues. I won't keep you too much on.
No, that's fine. I'm listening, man. Listen. Just a minute. Uh-huh.
That was the two dominant,
right.
The six dominant. That's...
Uh-huh.
But I get bored hearing people do. Doesn't sound right to me. We need some cooler chords, so. Just better voicings to be more precise.
I'm play that a lot.
Yeah? You hear this one?
Yes.
Right. Then it's on to the half step into the four.
But that was a sharp 11, was it?
Yeah, it was. There's our four.
That's coming down. What key are you in, A flat?
Yep.
There.
That's right. Good ear.
Yeah, I love it. I love that.
Then it's companion minor. So we're on the four chord. It's companion chord.
I gotta sneak those sharp 11s in better, man. Those are cool. That's what I mean about, that's what I was meaning about, you were talking, it should be meter. Knowing when to put those sharp 11s in, metrically, you know? Two, three.
This is long meter blues. It really isn't. Yeah, we're going. About to get to bar five.
To the four.
In the traditional sense, yeah. But it's really bar 14 or something.
See, now, what about going to the two from there?
That's not impossible either. It sounds like American song form when you go.
That's what I remember. That's what I'm you're thinking.
That's very much like I'll build a stairway to paradise and that.
That's what I've been hitting.
That's
after
great.
The four, going to the two.
You're visiting Mr. Gershwin's birthright, fifth place when you do that. We like it.
Mm-hmm.
Any visit to George's house is fine.
He's cool.
24 bar blues is what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of weight. Say it right there. Body's tired, but the mouth can still make it if I try. It's a fun way to go a long time on one chorus.
Because
otherwise, 12 bar blues comes by so quickly.
Why?
Even at this brisk, not brisk, slightly bouncy tempo, like we're just getting to the four there.
Flex.
That was the five.
Okay.
To go. I'll do it again.
Cool.
Good.
I like the bass line.
Flat third tomorrow, coming down.
Cool.
Blue third.
You love it, yeah.
So, from the top, one. You don't need the diminishing. Make the ear hungry for it. Make it earn the right. Respect of concentration. That's the chord minor.
It's flat three.
This is a minor 7 flat 5 approaching a dominant 7.
Minor 7 flat 5.
That's this. But better voice.
Okay.
Not so obtuse, not so thick, and Bela Lugosi meets Dr. John and goes home. A little easier on the ear.
Yeah. We could do that again up on the floor.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I felt it.
I know, I heard it. Yes.
That was companion minor. No, I'm still, I didn't do your two chord. I was going to say it.
Okay. I gotcha. I know where you're coming from now.
Actually, I should have gone.
That's cool.
Sneaking the gospel.
Okay, yes. You're going to... Four, sharp four.
I went, two minor. Two to three. Four. I did do the sharp 4, half diminished 5.
I love to get you right to write these out sometime, Ted.
That's why I'm saying the names and numbers.
I know.
And slowly, I'm not cruising when not talking to you, man. I'm not doing it. Ah, Kid Creole and the Coconuts, we're going to play a set for you. Kid, stop. Tell us all about that feel. What made that song so exquisite? When that band's happening, they are so good.
Really?
Have you ever heard them?
I think I might have a long time ago.
They really have great rhythms. Mm-hmm. But it'd be so great if he stopped in between every song and said, well, for you people that like to understand music too, mm-hmm. sort of, for you who like to analyze it and carry a big chip on your shoulder about what degree, for you people who like to understand music better, or just for fun, here's what's going on, why this feels the way
it does. You think he knows? Or do you think he says, hey, my daddy learned on all these records, and I just feel it.
Yeah. Somebody in the band might know. Say it's the drummer. He says, look, here's what's going on. Mm-hmm. You got me, the drummer, is playing this. He said, then you have these chicks with those bells on their behinds, also shaking it on the beats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so on. I mean, he could describe where the rhythms were, why that stuff feels. Because, like, if somebody said, why does this feel? You don't have to say why you like it. We don't know why you like it. We don't know why. One person could hear it and go, yeah, I kind of like my Garth Brooks CDs better. Uh-huh. They're entitled. Garth's a nice guy.
Sure.
But Mark might hear Garth and go, well, I like it, but I groove better to New Orleans.
Really. Yeah.
I like these bass patterns. Why it feels the way it does, we could at least analyze musically and say, I have a term for this that I've used with you, I think. Hesitation bass.
Yes.
It's not full blown. If it were full blown, it'd be. Be a quarter note all the time, but I feel it takes away from something.
So especially when to me, sounds square, a little square.
Yeah, very square, because I'm not syncopating the top. Mm-hmm. If I syncopate the top, we're right back to this walking bass blues, which you can already do. Mm-hmm. What I was doing is the opposite. I was keeping the top steady. Mm-hmm. No syncopation up here at all. Mm-hmm. Check this.
Right. It's the bass that's doing it.
Now, if it's really New Orleans, what have I changed, Mark?
Gone down.
Here's the feel.
Flat 7. Da, 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 da.
Okay, wait. I'll start it again, but this time it's New Orleans.
Okay.
Here's the other way. So subtle. First one that I was doing 5 minutes ago is a shuffle. Mm-hmm. I don't think music out of New Orleans generally hits the shuffle. Most of it doesn't do this. Mm-hmm. When you hear that early 60s music that was pop hits like Mother and Law.
Right, Toussaint.
They're not going. They're not feeling the shuffle at all. Not like Kansas City, which is. That's way back there in Shuffleville. Way back.
Way. Ted, I called you this month too. You didn't answer. I called you a couple times, but because there was I wanted to make sure that you probably have it on video. You've probably seen it. On PBS, they had a special on New Orleans music.
I have that one. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I was about to tape it, and I checked all the artists and looked at my video cassette and said, it's the same show. Let the good times roll.
Yeah, kill it.
I still haven't watched it. I'm looking forward to it.
With the New Orleans Music Festival, and has Toussaint, has, a whole bunch. Fats.
That's nice.
Shows Fats.
Anyway. You know what's interesting? Fats Domino is not a New Orleans artist. But he swears he is, and everybody around him swears. Mm-hmm. His music is not of the same rhythm as New Orleans music, to my way of understanding what is quintessential New Orleans. It sounds different than other music that we were fed by the record labels. It is doo-wop. It is just Fats' happy doo-wop. Mm-hmm. It's got that same. I mean, Blueberry
you
Hill.
You feel all of his stuff is?
No, the great majority. And I've thought about that too, that some of it isn't. But name 15 Fats Domino songs, and I'll show you.
I can't.
You don't know his... You didn't grow up hearing him at all?
I have, but I didn't grow up listening.
Have you ever heard Ain't That a Shame?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, how's it go?
And then Ain't That a Shame?
It goes, you may me cry.
Oh, yes, okay.
And said goodbye. Ain't that a shame?
Right.
That's Boogie Woogie. Mm-hmm. That's more not New Orleans per se. It's just Boogie Woogie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shuffle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about Blueberry Hill?
Sure, sure. Right. Is that 16th underneath there?
Count. See what you feel.
One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
So they are?
It's like gospel three or no? It's triplets.
Thank you. Triplets. So what do we call triplets? What's a common... name for us, either a meter that we'd write it in to save bar lines?
To save bar lines. It's a 3-4 or a waltz.
You'd be writing a lot of bars if this is a whole bar.
That's right.
Compound time. Like
compound
time was developed to do what? To not have to write the triplet bracket.
Okay.
Or not have to write three quarter notes and keep writing bar lines.
Right.
So... they'd write 12-8.
12-8, right.
They'd go... that'd be a bar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Two bars.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot easier.
Right, so...
Gospel 3, though... want to remind you, Gospel 3, you will tap your foot, if you're so inclined, on every beat.
Right.
How slow can Gospel 3 be? We don't have an exact... Mezel to metronome marking, but we're here to say as slow as Mahalia wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if she goes, she's
right.
Let's put this chord progression when people go. That could be boring music, or it could be just laden with so much feeling. If that's a great singer,
I play that. I love that progression.
Okay, now slightly faster. Where would Mark tap here? Is that a groove or what, man?
Yeah.
That's about the perfect normal slow speed for gospel, the tempo, whatever this ends up being. Do you have a second hand on your watch tonight?
Yes.
Maybe you'll time it for me.
Time
I'll use mine then. You know what you do is to find meter metronome markings?
60 per second is 60, right? I would imagine.
You get it at right. That was a fourth of a minute at 22, so it's roughly 88.
Okay.
I don't want to do a whole minute, so I just average it.
Right.
I'd say between 85 and 95, just to be safe or whatever. So that's a good tempo. If you get...
4-3.
This is just review time.
Right, exactly. I love it.
Tap your foot, please. make a sound, actually, on your leg for the tape, if you would. Relaxed but grooving. So let me get rid of this rattle for a moment here. And now if I'm back to here, tap. Funny, we feel those as quarter notes, but when you get it up.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's sort of a break point, isn't there?
Where it's just somewhere.
Your body rhythm or your intellect or whatever it is.
There's
switches gears.
I gotta say, the neither is better. They're both strong suckers. Is that too dominant?
Love it. With a sun little, you sussed it?
I did. Well, you're being on the ball for a tired guy, man.
That's 5 or 6, then.
Good ear. Coming, Mark.
You're rolling.
It's coming round, man. You're naming those chords as they come by.
I'm trying to get into it.
That is good. I've never heard you be that accurate on the chromatic, you know. Non-diatonic notes that alter the qualities. 5 of 6, you heard it.
Because I play that a lot. Still, I hear it.
It's a given.
I hear stuff that I play a lot.
It's a given that if we're not born with Gnome de Plumes like Wolfgang, Wolfgang Amadeus, we have to earn it.
Yep.
So I know that if you can do it, it means that you've played it. Because how could you have stored it away? So that's a given. But I'm just excited that, you're able to.
To distinguish it.
I hadn't seen this ability manifested yet until tonight. Something good has happened there.
Oh, I love it.
So those are different gospel threes. When you get it way up, it's still in that gospel thing. If you let the music be gospel, let the feel of stone doo-wop. It's so close to doo-wop.
It sure is.
And they have... Have we talked about those bass patterns, how to get it in doo-wop?
I'm not sure. That's one thing I've noticed too, Ted, man, and you've helped me a lot on that. My concept of guitar has changed, so I was thinking about that today. So dramatically in the last year,
playing sound good.
I really seem like I worked the low end of the guitar just 500% more than I used to.
It's great. It's so great.
Really starting to hear that, and things are starting to, you know, gradually tumble out of my little paws, you know, as far as that type of stuff.
Here's a great bass line. It's easy. But to put the top above it at the same time is a challenge. It's a great challenge.
I bet.
All I'm going to do is 3 triads. Actually, I'll do 4 triads. One. No, I won't do the F minor because the bass is going to F.
Right.
I'll let the bass bring it. Two minor, 3, 2, 3 again. Now with the bass. It's just fun. Now there's this one. Doesn't sound right. I should delay. Those are doo-wop. So if somebody went, you know that song?
Right.
On home forgive my singing. It's tolerable, but it's. It's still the doo-wop feel, and that other one was at the extreme.
Leaving me behind.
Yeah. Whoa. There's your 2 dominant 7.
Yep.
Right back to the 1.
Brilliant. Man, there's so much good music. Jesus Christ.
So that's...
It's amazing stuff.
Not New Orleans, is what we're trying to say.
No. Wow.
When you hear that feel, you think New Orleans groove?
Yep. One thing on that tape, you ever seen that tape they had? This band is called... The gospel band, these guys, is called like 5 Blind Boys from Alabama. Have you ever heard these guys?
No, I have not.
It was like they were like trance music. It put me into a trance.
Wow.
They were just jamming on, singing, and belting out this gospel. And I literally, it was a trance, sort of, the music sort of ostinato just groove. They're just grooving. This guitarist was grooving, it's up tempo, and these guys are just belting out, you know, and they're just, everyone is just, like, the whole crowd's in this frenzy, you know, dancing type frenzy. I was just going, man, that must be insane to be there, you know. Because they were like, that to them, that's scripture, you know?
Scripture. That's cool. Well, I hope these tapes help, man.
That it is. I just, you know, what happens is a lot is, I'll tell you the truth.